I'm open to understanding. I don't necessarily think that we'll agree, but I would like to understand
why you're crazy.
let's not cast dispersions. Doesn't mean that they're crazy. It just means that they have a different worldview, literally different worldview.
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show. We're going to have Matt Banta coming on here with the with Space to Play. Formerly of Blue Moon Ghetto, if you guys remember those guys, they have a new band. We've already had Matt on before when he first launched this thing, but they're going to be out at the Waiting Room this Friday at 8 with Velvet and also Infielder. So make sure you stick around for that. And also we have Nate Bargatze tickets. Is it Bargatze? It's Nate Bargatze tickets.
Bargatze, yeah.
I get it wrong every time. We have tickets, and we're going to give you the keyword here to take it over to bigpartyshow.com here in just a bit. And then, you can win. And as I sound like a broken record, go look at the merch. I see people going onto that page and looking at it, but you're not pushing the button.
Buy it. You know you want to. Treat yourself.
Yes.
Got to spend that tax return money on something.
I hear you.
Spend it on some BPS swag.
I hear you. I just paid $77 for gas.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have friends
that
are posting that
too. How much was it per gallon?
It was over $4. Wyling ran it down to like 28 miles. So, I'd have to fill it all the way up. But it is kind of funny. You kind of get to that point of going, like when we were younger and you didn't have a lot of money and you're like, I'll just put in 25 right now.
Yeah.
You kind of start thinking about that, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
gas is up and it looks like it's going to stay that high. We'll see. You got a gas guzzler. I can't even imagine what yours are. We get good gas mileage.
I mean, ours isn't. We've got a Toyota Highlander. It gets good mileage. It's just I live in Chicago. I gassed up yesterday and it's basically $4.90 a gallon.
God, $4.90 a gallon.
I know. Good. I think that's when you really do and $30.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I didn't even pay attention to it. It just filled up that fast. And when I looked at it, I was taken away by that price. Cause I don't take off that much with the truck to me having to fill it up all the time, if you know what I mean. I just stay home. I'm a stay-at-home daddy. You can call me stay-at-home daddy.
Yeah, I went and it was breathtaking. I was like, I think we're just going to get $30 today. See how long that lasts us.
$30.
I keep playing that game where I'm like, maybe when I have to go gas up, it'll have gone down. And I'll be like, so glad I only got $30 of the expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I like see the news and I'm like, maybe that was as good as it was going to get for a while.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. So we're going to motivate real quick. Molly, you have permanent swamp butt no matter the weather. All right. That's your pick. That's what you're getting. So let's figure out what that entails today.
Three things to remind yourself every single day. Number one, not all storms come to destroy your life. Some come to clear your path. Number two, never be a prisoner of your past. It's just a lesson, not a life sentence. And the last one, and also the most important, forgive people. Forgiveness sets you free, and letting go helps you grow.
Forgive people, huh?
Listen to you. You're like, not happening.
Forgiving.
Was that snow?
I don't know.
In Hawaii?
Yes. It snowed when we took that ride.
Sure. Yeah. It looked supernatural.
It did. So I guess forgive. Molly's all about forgiveness. I am too, but I just don't, I forgive. It just depends. I believe that forgiving somebody also sets them free. So I believe that they should suffer a little bit before you start setting them free. And so that's kind of what I do. You know, I don't do a whole lot to beg for forgiveness from other people. I'm a kind dude. I will help you no matter what. So, I mean, you won't have to forgive me for much. I'm telling you. I'm being so serious. Why are you making that face? I'm great.
I'm pretty awesome. Guilt-free.
Yeah. I am guilt-free. Yes, I am, Molly. Come on. When's the last time you asked for forgiveness? I don't remember the last time. I don't think I ever have. Forgive me.
Asked for forgiveness?
Forgive me. Yeah, I guess that's a hard one. That's a tough one. Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time you said I'm sorry?
I say it all the time. I mean, yeah, I have no
that's
problem.
That's asking
with,
for forgiveness. I'm sorry.
Well, not really. I guess you're right. I don't.
I can't tell you the last time I said the words, please forgive me, but I can say I've recently said I'm sorry.
For doing what? I mean, did you do something bad or is it you just walked in somebody's way?
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't call walking in somebody's way saying, but I mean, like, there's something where you're like, oops, I done messed up.
Yeah, I've done that. Maybe, I don't know. Wylene and I don't argue. We probably got into one or two at one given time in the last 10 years, and I probably apologize after that. But I'm not out doing a bunch of stuff that's, like I said, bad to somebody where I have to say I'm sorry. That's such a word that takes you back quickly. It's really like it's deep. You're like, oh God, you're admitting guilt, number one. You know what I mean? You're admitting guilt, like you did something bad. I'm sorry. And no one can see your face. And whenever you say it like that, I bet you were guilty of something bad. You did something bad. What did you just recently do that you had to say you're sorry? Do you remember?
No. I mean, of course I'm in a marriage. Why would you? I'm in a marriage. I say I'm sorry all the time. Sorry. I should have been thinking of you too. I was just thinking of me. Sorry.
Yeah. I think part
of being in a marriage is saying sorry. I mean, even when you don't necessarily mean it, you just got to say it. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know.
I stole the cover.
Oh, now you're just saying sorry about everything. And those aren't even guilty things. I mean, I was thinking
somebody's
more so,
like, you took all the covers last night. I was freezing. Sorry.
See? There is no emotion in that. There's no heart. There's no anything. You're just saying it to say it, like the word love. You know, the most overused word.
I love you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Do you add those together?
I'm sorry. I love you. Yeah. I love you. I'm sorry. Yeah. It seems like it should go hand in hand.
They go hand
in
hand.
Why does your love have to be so apologetic? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. See, there you go again. I'm sorry. So sorry. All right, we're going to have Matt Banta on. I'm going to call him here in a minute. I want you to hear this song. This is called Holding the Gun. All right, and so while you enjoy, this is a little bit of his song. Again, The Waiting Room this Friday. You know what I hear when I hear that song? That's why I wanted you to hear it first. And I'm going to say this to Matt as well. We watch a lot of television, and it sounds like an intro to a TV series.
Oh, really?
Doesn't it? Sometimes I hear this music, and I'm like, I can see this in front of a movie entry. You know what I mean? An intro, like a theme song.
Yeah.
Can you kind of see that? Maybe I'm crazy.
No, it's, I mean, I like his sound though.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see this being, yeah, used in movies or television.
Yeah. He has a very good sound. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how to go about that.
Yellow,
pink Hello. And blue. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. We were just talking about your song, Holding the Gun.
Yeah.
And this is what I was saying to Molly is like, every time I hear this song, it's a good earworm. You know what an earworm is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that is, uh-huh. That song. And so when I hear it, and sometimes I can hear it with other music as well. I watch a lot of television, a lot of, murder stuff, you know, just stuff like that.
I do too.
I feel like that song belongs as an intro to a song, an intro to one of those TV series that we watch.
Yeah, the true crime stuff.
Yes.
You're into that too?
Yes,
me too.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I question, what my problem is, but I am really into it.
You'll never be surprised by a murderer coming your way. You're like, I saw this episode. I know what you're up to.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because not Holding the Gun, but there's another song on the record called Con Man. And I wrote that after. Did you watch that show Inventing Anna?
Yes,
I did. It was a series about this con artist in New York that had everybody believing she was like royalty in some other country and had all this money coming. But anyway, I wrote that song about that afterwards. I've thought that too about Holding the Gun, that it would be great in like a detective show or, and actually the video that we run behind us when we play live of that song is kind of hinting at that. There's like, it has kind of like a film noir kind of feel to it with like, like old school, like the LA, the film noir, those crime things they used to do. What is that called? I don't even know. Film expert, but anyway.
Because I listen, I also listen to podcasts as well. So there's that Serial and all that stuff. And how's that sound? It's addictive.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to hear you say that. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm probably going to steal it and play it in one of our intros. Yeah.
Please use it. You have carte blanche.
Okay.
Thank you.
Big party. You can use any song that I've ever written in any way, shape, or form.
All right. I love it, man. I love it.
I can't promise there's zero chance of litigation afterwards, but.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny is that Wylene and I, the wife, sweet Wylene, we kind of have the same thing in common. We've been together some time now, but when we first met, and she still does it to this day, she loves those murder mysteries. She loves them. I mean, she has seen every single one of them. And so I started thinking she could probably murder me. Mm-hmm.
You better watch it. That hot really tub is just begging for a Dateline episode. Are you nuts?
Are you in the hot tub already? Oh, hey, catch this toaster.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so you got a show coming up. By the way, how's everything going with the band Space to Play? Everything, it looks like you guys are kicking butt out there.
Well, we are trying really hard. We had three shows last year before the end of the year. We played in Omaha, and then we played in Kearney and Des Moines, and then kind of got more aggressive about getting out this year. So we have 10 dates on the books already. And mostly this, like we're playing on Friday at the Waiting Room. We're playing in Kearney on the 25th of April. May 1st, we're at Lincoln. May 24th, we're in Sioux Falls. And then we got on, it's really funny, we got on this mixed genre tour with this hip hop artist named Otis Julius. He's from LA and he is he's this rapper with a mullet and it's super funny and like very entertaining. He's super like charismatic and very just a nice guy. And so we're playing five dates with him in June.
Otis Julius, huh?
Yeah, Otis Julius. I highly doubt that. I don't know what his real name is, but that's his stage name.
It's not Orange. Orange Julius.
Probably not. That was really low hanging fruit, Party. You're better than that. Come on.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess you're not better than that. So carry on.
I'm not.
Yeah. He's exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. So we're doing that, and we've got a festival up in Sioux Falls in August, and so we're trying to fill out the rest of the year, and we had one of our songs, Keep On, got on the radio. I hired a radio promoter, which is what you have to do if you want to get a radio play. And so we did get all the way up to number 3 on the CDX chart, surging and emerging chart.
Oh.
We were number 3 in late January. It was Flea with Tom York from Radiohead was number 1. Marcus King was number 2, and we were number 3. It was pretty cool.
Wow, that is cool.
Congrats, man. That is great. Yeah. That is great.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of, it's one of those things. There's a life cycle to it, so we're kind of over the apex of that song. But, so we've had some good things happening. We've got the music video for Lovely Lonely Days is going to be played on a indie MTV channel that is in Chicago.
And that's one of your most popular. We love that song. That's the song you played when you jumped on the podcast before.
I mean, it's definitely one of those that kind of grabs people when they're like, wait a minute, what? And Kevin Thomas, he's playing lap steel now, and he just learned in the last 6 months, like, okay, I'll just learn lap steel and play that. So he just played, he's playing it, and it sounds great. So, yeah, so
he's talented.
It's been a lot of fun.
That guy, Nevik, he's super talented. Everyone in your band is talented, including you.
It's just the right mix.
Like you left it with us before. You'd said to me that you're doing your part, and it's up to God to do the rest for you.
Go
ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That stuck in my head.
I was going to say that I have people ask me like advice for young musicians or whatever. I'm like, well, make sure you can stand to be around the people you're in a band with. Plan for success. If there's any personal issues in the band, if you have any success, it's going to amplify those and implode. The whole thing is going to implode. So that was the thing with these guys. It was like, it was more the energy and the vibe that we had together when we played, even than just their technical ability,
So, I would add to that, my history of being on the radio is make your name simple and easy to say.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than trying to front sell or back sell a song and you can't pronounce it. Now you look dumb.
Yeah.
That's ever happened. Yeah, never. Well, ASAP Rocky.
Good deal, man.
How are you guys doing? How's things been going for you guys?
We're doing good, man. We just went independent, right? So we're just an independent podcast now. And
no, you're not just an independent podcast. You are an independent podcast, damn it.
Yeah, an independent podcast. So that's fun. Everything's great. We really have no complaints about anything. I mean, everything's under one house now, the way it kind of should have been from the start. But the good thing is that I got to learn a lot of things to kick us up forward. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not a guy that looks, backwards too much. I just look forward. And I always, believe that. It's like my buddy always told me, why start the race if you're not going to finish it? So I decided I'm going
to
finish
it. Amen to that, man. Yes, exactly. I'll leave it up to Molly on how well you're actually doing with the production stuff.
But he's doing great.
Yeah.
I'm super impressed.
Good.
He's doing great.
Good. Yeah, because it's funny. Good. It's funny, Matt, because when I look at other podcasts, like the big ones, the big giant ones, I look at their production and stuff like that. In my head, immediately, I think, why can't we be like that? So I make it like that. So that's what I do. I don't stop.
Well, no, that's what you have to do. In all seriousness, if you want to be world class, then you have to act world class before you're world class.
Sure. 100%.
You got to act successful before you're successful. You got to do things that successful podcasts do. I mean, that's, it seems like it's elementary and very logical, but it's not apparently because a lot of people struggle with that.
It is. It is a struggle. We're lucky because we started off, on the radio and stuff like that. And I've been around forever. Yeah. But the next move into podcasts, I'm blown away. It's like, I feel like this is where I belong from the start.
Because that's awesome.
Because I think it's going to change. I think podcasts, I mean, sure, there's a billion podcasts out there, but everyone that's doing a podcast, one thing they do that I think was wrong, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think some of these podcasts feel like since it's a podcast, they can cuss. Like, we don't, we don't cuss because that.
Oh, sorry, I just dropped the D word a little bit ago.
That's all right. No, that's good. Because okay. I just feels like it. I've always been a target. I always target the mass. I just feel like that shortens your demographics a little bit. Plus, you got parents listening with their kids, maybe, and stuff like that. Right. And it's just like, it's not necessary. So I kind of have the theory of, you know, talk like your grandma is listening. And unless she likes the F-bomb a lot, then go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I don't think you want to talk like that. You haven't met my grandma. So, no. No, I mean, but I think you're, like, absolutely right, which is – and I think it takes more talent to be entertaining without resorting to that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's kind of like comedians like Jerry Seinfeld or Brian Regan, guys that can get up and be funny without dropping any cuss words at all. That is,
yeah.
And I'm forgetting lots of other ones, but those are just the first two that came to my mind. But,
yeah, there's tons that don't do it. I think it's great. It's like watching, like, I can't watch sex scenes on TV with the wife because it gets uncomfortable.
No, it is uncomfortable. Yeah. It is. Why are you afraid she's going to look at you, man? I wish you could do that. Or
well, you never know. She's like, wow, so that's what it's supposed to be like. Nice.
Well, I'm sorry. That was low hanging.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Like I don't know if you watch HBO or anything. There's this, and Molly and I were just talking about it. There's that show of Jason Bateman. It's called DTF.
I've heard of it.
Oh my God. They do some weird sex thing Jason does. And I'm sitting with her and I didn't plan on this happening. And I thought, how long is this going to go? And then it goes to multiple episodes. I'm like, this is getting awkward.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's hard too. Cause I have three daughters.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit around and watch that. Yeah. Just in general, I don't even watch it if I'm by myself. Like, I just skip that stuff because I don't need that in my head anyway. I got enough problems comparing myself to other people and other things.
I don't need that one too.
I just don't need it.
I have a question for you. When you're on stage performing and you're looking out at the audience and you're singing, one, what are you looking at?
sometimes I'm looking at just what appears to be nothingness because the lights are so bright in my face, I can't see anybody anyway.
Okay. That makes sense.
But, a lot of times though, I'm just kind of watching the crowd, like just scanning the crowd to see how they're reacting. But you know, most of the time I'm trying not to think. So I'm not really where I'm looking is kind of irrelevant because I'm trying to not be in my head in any way, shape or form.
That was my second question too. I was like, what do you think about? What are you thinking in that moment?
Well, the less you think about, the less you think, the better you are. Because if you start thinking about, especially if you start thinking about what you're doing, then it's very, very likely you're going to go off the rails and start, you know, hitting the clangers, you know, on the instrument. So
okay.
You just don't think. That's, just rely on your training. Don't think.
You're on the right show because I don't think a lot.
You got to trust the reps. I mean, I guess it's just exactly. I don't. But it's the same thing like in sports or whatever. I mean, you take 1,000 foul shots. So when you get to that moment, you're not thinking, you know, and it's the same thing. So like I try to prepare. So I've played this song 1,000 times or 1,500, 2,000, whatever it is. I'm not thinking. I don't have to think. I'm just playing and I'm entertaining. I'm just in the moment. And it makes the performance a lot more powerful, I think.
Yeah. You know, so I've always wondered that. I just never asked. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you start thinking about like what you're going to eat later that night, you know, then you're like, just no, get out of my mind, you know, like, you know, but it happens. It happens. You know.
Oh Matt, love you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Love you too,
we
buddy.
Appreciate it. All right, so Space to Play with Velvet, Velvet Infielder. It's at the Waiting Room Friday, 8 p.m. Doors open up at 7 o'clock. Where do you get tickets again?
You can just go to spacetoplayband.com. Or you can go to the Waiting Room's actual website too. But if you go to our homepage, there's a flyer of the show and it says buy tickets right below that. And just click on the link and you can buy tickets that way. Yeah. And you guys, if you guys want to be there, or Molly, you're not going to be in town.
I'll let you know. I'll talk with the, Wyleen and see what her deal is on Friday. And I'd like to come out.
If you want to be there, if you guys want to come out, you just got to let me know ahead of time, and I may or may not be able to put you on the guest list.
That's fine.
I don't know if I have that much pull.
That's fine. Yeah. All right, brother. We'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Yep, you thanks, bet. Molly.
Yep. Yeah, have a good show. Care.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
All right, it's Matt Banta. We go so far thinking back. It's crazy. Successful. I love this song. I see myself driving. It's nighttime and the lights are, you know, going on. And I look in the mirror, the rearview mirror, to fix my eyeshadow. Then I got blood on this side of the face. Sure. Right? And then look back and there's somebody tied up. They got like duct tape wrapped around their face and they're crying.
You're like, shh, I'm trying to enjoy the song. Just turn it up. I can't hear you screaming when I'm listening to the music.
All right. God, I've been watching all this, the Artemis 2.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, my God. It's amazing. And the first thing I thought, Molly, as, you know, not the first thing, but they did it. And, you know, you get all these thoughts in your head and you're like, this is like a movie. First of all, they're in a tin can. It's amazing how small that thing is. And then what happens to the body is pretty impressive, too. Things change. Like I heard one professional say that their head will get bigger, like rounder or something like that.
Really?
I'm like, oh, my God, is that why aliens have those big round heads? I don't know. I think that's what they said. And then also... It's like a movie. It's like, what happens if that thing doesn't make it around the moon? It just keeps going. Yeah. That would be terrifying. Then you lose contact for like 45 minutes.
I know.
And you're taking all kinds. I think they took 20,000 photos or something. I mean, I'm like, hoping they took a lot. Yeah. And then I wonder what the flat earthers think. Now, have you ever met one? Someone who believes the earth is flat?
Just once.
I have. It's an interesting deal.
We didn't really get into it, except for the fact that, like, it was established that they were and that it wasn't a prank. Like, they really were like, nope, Earth's flat. I was like, wow.
They believe that.
Over.
I know.
Like, I mean, I think that when you can't establish the shape of the Earth and find common ground, it's really hard to go from there.
I know. I mean, when someone tells you that they believe that the earth is flat, do they drive in fear all the time? Like they're going to fall off the edge? Do they leave?
I don't know. Did you ask them? I wouldn't
even know
to ask.
It got weird. I was just like, okay, I mean, this can turn into a weird debate. Because first thing I did was like, look at the evidence. There's so much evidence.
I know. I mean, it's really like it's a trip, man. You talk to somebody like that and it is absolutely like, you're like, I mean, this is pretty established that the earth is round. I mean, there's very few things that were like, you know what? I know for sure. The earth is round. I don't know a whole lot. Like there's very few things I can say with certainty, but like round earth. Mm-hmm. Like they've been out to space and they've looked back and it's a globe. We have a globe.
You know what they must see? It must be a sight thing. So they look at that, the round, you know, the pictures that they sent. Mm-hmm. And it looks round to us because it's round. But they probably only see the face of it. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't.
Because, I mean, how else would you? I mean, I'm looking at a photo now and yeah, it looks flat because I'm looking at it. But it's moving. If you sit and watch.
Yeah, it rotates.
It's moving. It's rotating somehow. And so that must be it, Molly. They just must look at it as
But how
as
do you explain, round. Like, the moon and the sun and sunset? And, I mean, There's a lot you have to just disregard, you know? You're like, how does sunset work then?
Maybe they think that the moon and the sun is going around us, you know?
But then how do you explain, like, it's sunlight here, but it's dark on the other side of the world? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you know how, like, the other side of the world is, like, it's darkness.
It's nighttime. But they're like, there's no other side. It's flat. Something about it. I don't know what it is. And, you know, and I did learn about this moon thing that, because they always call it the dark side of the moon because we can't see the other side of the moon.
Right.
So you immediately think it's dark. It's not.
No, it's sunny.
It's the other side is, it just looks dark because of the sun. But on the other side, it's still lit up, just not as lit up. So yeah, I don't know where that comes from. Flat earthers. If there's any flat earthers out there, call us and
email us. I would love to. I'm open to understanding. I don't necessarily think that we'll agree, but I would like to understand
why you're crazy.
Let's not cast dispersions. Doesn't mean that they're crazy. Just means that they have a different worldview, literally different worldview. Like, it's not like, oh, hypothetically, we like look at the world differently. Like, they think it's flat.
Okay. I don't get it. But yeah, I just wonder what they think. If you're a flat earther, I want to know what you think. You're going to be going, oh, it's fake. It's not real.
Maybe.
That's all right. Maybe it isn't. Maybe, I mean, we got AI technology. Maybe the whole thing was fake.
Explain it to me like I'm a dumb person who thinks the world's round.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too, please. All right, we got the word. The word today for Nate's tickets is punchline. Sorry I don't get these words to you closer, but we get busy. We get busy over here. Go ahead and take that word over to bigpartyshow.com. Put it in, and we will see you. We'll see you Monday. We got Rebecca Rosen coming on. So if you want to
see you Friday.
I'm sorry. Yeah, see you Friday. God, I thought it was Friday.
No, not yet.
See, I don't believe there's other days. I think every day is Friday.
Just today's the day. Yeah. That's your flat earth. Today is the only day. We're like, what about yesterday? Nope.
Nope.
How about tomorrow?
Nope. It's all one day.
Just one day.
All right. We'll see you guys then. Have a safe day and do yourself good. Squirrel.
Sitting on the john.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.